Hello once again, and thanks for tuning in to Cinema Central. I'm your host, DJ Ace. So obviously, this is an online broadcast, right? So last time I checked, the internet works in the majority of the world, all right? So it's only fair of me to point out that I do in fact broadcast this from the United States, right? So, I mean, given the way I sound and the fact I speak English, it probably was pretty easy to figure out. Either way, I only mention this because this week is the 4th of July, which historically is a big deal for us Americans. If you don't know, we celebrate Independence Day on the 4th of July, a day in 1776 where the Continental Congress signed the Declaration of Independence, and then we fought a war against the strongest empire in the world and won. So it's kind of a big deal. But enough with the history lesson. In cinema, there are many, many patriotic films, and most of them happen to be American, so I thought it would be a fun exercise to go through 10 movies that you could watch on the 4th of July. Because, let's be honest, after all the barbecues and socializing, at some point you just need to sit down, pop a cold one, and watch a film. Or not. I guess it's really up to you, but regardless, we need to set the ground rules of what constitutes a patriotic film. Well, minimally, there needs to be an American flag, explosions, epic monologues, bald eagles, panoramas of the armed forces, and the protagonist is probably an action star, and many other things. So welcome to America, y'all. This list is in no particular order and comes from the depths of my movie collection. The first one on this list should be no surprise. It is Independence Day. If you're not watching a film with the title of the same holiday you're celebrating on that day, then you're doing Independence Day wrong. This is by far one of the most iconic films in cinema history and my go-to for what I watch on the 4th. Starring Will Smith, Jeff Goldblum, and Bill Pullman, it is a great action film about what humanity does to survive in the face of an alien invasion. It has great action, good comedy, and one of the greatest movie speeches in history. And that is just a small part of what makes this movie so great. And please disregard that nonsense of a sequel. The Patriot. What's a more patriotic movie choice for the 4th than a movie literally called The Patriot? Starring Mel Gibson and Heath Ledger, this movie takes place during the American Revolution, the historical event that we even have this holiday for. I like this movie because it covers the war in the South as opposed to the more well-known struggles of the war in the North. And I know that came out weird, but because there's this other thing called the American Civil War, which was the North and South. But when there were only 13 states, they were still fighting in the northern and southern bits of it. We were all just fighting the same person at the time. Anyway, Mel Gibson's character is just a father trying to live his life in peace after having fought in the French-Indian War. But his life is turned upside down when British dragoons murder one of his sons. And then he takes his oldest son, Heath Ledger, and starts up a guerrilla campaign so that he can go on a murder spree against the British. It basically has the same plot line as Braveheart. Captain America, the First Avenger. You better believe at least one comic book movie was going to end up on this list. Captain America is played by Chris Evans in this film, and he does a splendid job. This movie tells the Captain America origin story and the fight against Hydra during World War II. And as far as being patriotic, the dude wears red, white, and blue on his chest. And his name is Captain America. It's a good action flick with some emotional range, which makes this movie a good Marvel film. Top Gun. You can be my wingman anytime. Seriously though, who doesn't know the names Maverick, Goose, and Iceman? Tom Cruise plays Maverick, a hotshot pilot that gets enrolled in the Top Gun Academy, and his cocky behavior clashes with Iceman, played by Val Kilmer. There is some drama, though, and Maverick has to come face-to-face with the consequences of his actions. Overall, great shots of American planes, one heck of a beach volleyball scene, and Danger Zone performed by Kenny Loggins make this an American classic. Live Free or Die Hard? Die Hard is a timeless franchise, with the original two taking place during Christmas and the third one sometime in the summer. The fourth installment puts our protagonist, John McClane, up against cyber terrorists during the 4th of July in Washington, D.C. The title kind of says it all, but plenty of havoc and explosions ensue, and an iconic punchline round out this film. Though some may think it's not as good as the original trilogy, it certainly was better than the fifth one. Forrest Gump. Everyone knows the name Forrest Gump, and if you don't, you should. This movie won 6 out of 13 Oscars, including Best Actor for Tom Hanks in the titular role. There probably isn't a better film on this list to take you down American culture and history like Forrest Gump does. The film revolves around the main character, Forrest Gump, and his life. He will take you through many areas of American culture and remarkably be in just the right situations to influence key points in history. This is, of course, all fictional, but it's a fun ride that will absolutely hit you in the feels. Sandlot. There is no sport more American than baseball because we invented it. But that's besides the point. There's no better film that captures the essence of baseball than Sandlot, a fictional tale about a group of neighborhood kids that have pickup games of baseball in their sandlot. Much hilarity ensues as the main character, Smalls, loses his stepdad's prized Babe Ruth baseball in the backyard of a house that keeps the Beast, a really big dog, within its fences. Many iconic lines come from this movie, and it all gets topped off with a nice little moral at the end. G.I. Joe and G.I. Joe Retaliation. Okay, time to break out the campiness train. There isn't a more American action figure than G.I. Joe, so naturally Hollywood had to make a movie about the franchise. The key to these movies is to not take them seriously at all. Embrace the campiness and you will find some popcorn enjoyment as I have. Of course, the sequel kind of turns the whole thing upside down plot-wise and adds The Rock and Bruce Willis, which makes for a good time. Battleship. During World War II, if there was one piece of military equipment that really encapsulated a symbol of a nation's military might, it was the battleship. However, these ships are no longer in service or necessary, but darn it if they still don't look cool. Now, that said, the movie Battleship is based on the board game of the same name, and it's kind of ridiculous because it's about the U.S. Navy trying to stop an alien invasion in Hawaii. And when all else fails, they have to bust out the big guns, and I mean that literally because they have to bust out the USS Missouri, currently a museum ship in Pearl Harbor, to defeat the giant alien robots. Kind of campy, but good fun if you don't take it too seriously. Also, Liam Neeson is in it. National Treasure. If you like movies with Nicolas Cage and American history, then National Treasure is the film for you. In these movies, Cage plays a kind of Indiana Jones type character who believes the Founding Fathers helped hide a massive treasure trove somewhere in America. Unfortunately, he's not the only one looking for it and has to beat the villain, played by Sean Bean, to the treasure. Kind of a thriller with some comedic moments and tons of little historical tidbits make this movie a fun ride. The A-Team. This movie might be a stretch for this list, or maybe I am biased because I do enjoy this remake, but either way, this retelling of the classic tale of an elite squad of US soldiers being betrayed by the country they love and their fight to clear their names is good fun. Starring Liam Neeson, Bradley Cooper, Rampage Jackson, and Chateau Copley as the A-Team, it is a fun action film with plenty of comedic and serious moments, but in what other movie do you know that they fly a tank? That's right, I didn't think you did. So that rounds out my main list of 10 movies, but there are plenty of other films you could take a gander with. The sad truth is I haven't seen every movie ever, so I can only speak on the ones I have seen. But these movies make up the list of honorable mentions. They're either movies I have seen or know of that would also make a good choice for a 4th of July film. Glory is an American Civil War film about the 1st African American Regiment fighting in the Union Army, starring Matthew Broderick, Cary Elwes, Morgan Freeman, Denzel Washington, and it won 3 of 5 Oscars. Jaws. Yes, this really is on this list, solely for the fact it takes place on the 4th. Rocky IV has a very iconic moment when Rocky faces the Russian powerhouse Drago. Ernest and the Army. If you don't know about the Ernest film starring Jim Varney, then you really should. In this one, he joins the Army. Saving Private Ryan was nominated for 11 Oscars and winning 5 of them. This film is still regarded as one of the most visceral World War II movie experiences out there. Hidden Figures, an absolutely fantastic film about the African-American calculators that worked on the NASA mission to put the first American into space. Fury, another World War II movie telling the tale of an American Sherman tank crew as they get a new crew member, another visceral yet personal look at the war, starring Brad Pitt, Shia LaBeouf, Logan Lerman, Michael Pena, and John Bernthal. McHale's Navy, just an absolutely absurd comedy with a great villain. Down Periscope, an even more absurd comedy than the previous film I just mentioned, and an excuse for the village people to perform in the Navy. Lincoln, the movie that won Daniel Day-Lewis an Oscar in the titular role, a fantastic movie following the closing days of the American Civil War. Air Force One, Harrison Ford is on a plane, and he's the president. Apollo 13, nominated for 9 Oscars and winning 2, starring Tom Hanks and based on the true story of the NASA Apollo 13 mission. Armageddon, miners that need to be astronauts to stop an asteroid from hitting Earth, makes complete sense. Behind Enemy Lines, Owen Wilson is an Air Force pilot that gets shot down behind enemy lines and must fight to survive. Hacksaw Ridge, the true story of conscientious objector and Army medic Desmond Doss, as portrayed by actor Andrew Garfield during World War II at Okinawa. Jack Ryan movies. Any movie starring the Tom Clancy character Jack Ryan are a good bet. My personal favorite is The Hunt for the Red October. Expendables 2. The best movie by far in the Expendables series puts a kick-butt team of action stars on the screen at the same time and is a win for all of us. Creed is the spiritual successor to the Rocky series. Creed follows Apollo's son Adonis, played by Michael B. Jordan. Hurt Locker won 6 out of 9 Oscars and stars Jeremy Renner. This movie portrays a bomb disposal team in the middle of the Iraq War. American Sniper, starring Bradley Cooper and winning 1 of 6 Oscars, is a telling tale of war and post-traumatic stress. Sahara is a movie that makes really no sense, but it does have a pretty major bit of American history in it. Transformers. Okay. Michael Bay is a lunatic, but he knows how to put tons of shots of American flags and military personnel and equipment in a movie about robot space aliens. Schwarzenegger films. Basically, like, any of his films work, you know, like Commando, Terminator, Predator, True Lies, etc. The Rookie is a great baseball movie starring Dennis Quaid. Olympus Has Fallen stars Gerard Butler, who has to save the president in the White House. White House Down is a less gritty version of the previous film with Channing Tatum and Jamie Foxx. Bad Boys, one of the greatest buddy cop films starring Will Smith and Martin Lawrence. And finally, Flyboys stars James Franco and is about American pilots in World War I. And that wraps up this episode. As I said before, there are lots of movies to choose from for this holiday weekend. And while I wish you all to enjoy yourselves, I know I will. And no matter what movies you watch or choose not to watch, maybe at all, please stay safe and be responsible. This is Cinema Central. You can catch me on the social medias now, actually. On Facebook, it's at Ace Cinema Central. Twitter is also at Ace Cinema Central, dropping the last A. And Instagram is at Ace Cinema Central. Please go and follow me on those things. Hit the subscribe button on the podcast itself. I'm going on a little adventure in Europe for the next 2 weeks, so I will be gone. But when I get back, you can expect my review on Ant-Man and the Wasp, almost certainly. That's it for today. I'm DJ Ace. Peace out.
Booyah!